you, sir?
Hiya, pal. How
pretty
you
good,
doing?
Pretty good. Have you
still rousing the crowd wherever
are
you
are? Are you wearing the scars of battle these days?
Well, we don't wear them. We shove them away. So we just tell them about our record.
Well,
don't you let them worry about the scars of battle. You're doing all right.
You're wonderful.
The hell with them. You sent that telegram to me, but I'll tell you. Douglas wanted Kennedy to come out here.
So yes.
Coming out tomorrow, we're going to have five or six big rallies. What about yourself coming out?
Well,
will you be able to on the way back from... When will you be back from Manila? Well, we'd really like to give you an old Chicago welcome.
We just checked.
Always doing. We love it.
I'll sure try to, and I come back.
I think it'd help. You will be able... It'll help tremendously.
Just one second. Wait just a minute, Dick.
Take that. Roscoe and tell him I want him to get a touch of the center and make the decision. Understand, I'll
make it pretty soon. Go ahead, Dick. I just had...
Strong. Don't let them... I liked what you said. We're not going to falter. We're not going to fall back. We're going ahead. And don't worry a hell of a lot, as you said, about this poll and these popularity things. You know, many times when a fella takes a stand, right at the present time, the people don't get it fast enough. But when you're talking Social Security to the fellas you did the other night, we all sat around our family home, and my wife said, well, there's a man with a heart. He's talking about these poor people, and all of us know that are in these nursing homes, which are a damn disgrace throughout the entire country.
Well, they are, and we're going to have a program next year that'll knock them off of their corners on that. I think that there's a good deal of this in the Literary Digest and the Kaltenbaum and Old Harkness. They were talking this way about Truman. I just read his stuff yesterday because every place I've been, I just can't find it. And they hired a couple of them, you know.
Remember the way they talked about Roosevelt? Remember the way they talked about Kennedy?
Oh, I remember Roosevelt had just lost his popularity and he didn't have a chance for third term. And they launched Paul Garner out there, and Garner got far enough in front he couldn't carry two states.
Every time you show up in place, they're in the streets, they're in the windows, there's crowds of people, and what the hell, as long as that keeps happening, don't you worry about all these columnists and all that. What are you going to do tomorrow at this meeting with the mayors?
I'm just going to talk to them about the inflation picture and our problems. You don't need to come. I've said everything to you. And
I wish you could, Mr. President. We'd really love you out here. And
you talk to Douglas. Are you going to lose any congressmen?
No. No, we're liable to pick up one or two.
God, I hope you do.
We got this Gail Sessler in pretty good shape. We've been doing a lot of things for him, that young fella downstate.
Mm-hmm.
We won't lose anything in here, and we might pick up one or two in the suburbs. We got some pretty good candidates. We got a doctor.
You really work on that. That's awfully important. Is Paul going to make it?
Paul will make it, yes. He'll make it. We are moving along with him. You know, he was pretty down in the dumps, but the organization is starting to move, and we're doing a lot of things.
You talk to Paul and talk to Marvin Watson. Tell him what you want. When we'll see if we can work out something.
Well, I'd love it. And nice to talk to you. Say hello to Mrs. Johnson and the family, and have a wonderful trip. I like that idea of you going there. Don't let anyone tell you that it isn't a good move. And as I said to you back in August, hell, I think you could meet with the other guy, whatever the hell his name is, from Hanoi, and settle the thing out if you ever get a chance to have him sit down with you.
Thank you, Dick.
Fine, Mr. President. Nice to talk to you.